Following the soaking rain from earlier today, it is a humid afternoon across New York and western New England. A few more showers and storms are possible through the late day and evening hours, and those will be followed by some less humid weather for late tonight into the day tomorrow. This morning's rainfall was a decent soaker in many areas, and really a much-needed rainfall across a good chunk of the Northeast. That rain was in association with a warm front that continues to work its way off to the east. Following that, we've seen those dew point temperatures really come up. The dew points now are running in the 60s to right around 70 degrees. And when dew point temperatures reach that level, it is very humid to nearly oppressive. So a very muggy afternoon continues across the Northeast. And now we're watching to the west as an area of low pressure and its associated cold front come through our area. And as that happens, there is the chance for a few more kind of scattered showers and storms to roll through the area. So the rainfall earlier today was quite widespread. The threat for showers through the late day and evening hours is more of the scattered nature, which is more typical of convection during the summertime. So a passing shower or storm is possible through the next several hours. And then as the night moves along, we'll see showers and storms basically dry up, and it will begin to turn less humid, especially through the late evening and then past midnight. As temperatures fall back into the 60s, we'll have some 50s in the Adirondacks. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll see the less humid air work its way in. So we're talking about a day that is not as sticky as it has been today. And even with that front off to our east, there is still the chance of a pop-up shower or storm as an upper-level disturbance rotates through. So we'll call it partly to mostly cloudy. A passing shower or storm is possible, but most of the day is rain-free, with high temperatures running mainly in the 70s. We may see a few pockets of 60s in the higher elevations. The weather is quiet on Thursday, then another frontal system could set off a couple of showers and storms later Friday into Friday night. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, chance of an evening shower or storm, areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, high in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Variably cloudy tonight, chance of a shower or storm, some patchy fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, high in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a shower or storm this evening, patchy fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of a shower or storm, areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, high in the 70s to around 80. Friday, partly sunny with a chance of a late shower or storm, high 76 to 84. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.